This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Do you know what? Let me welcome to the program Regina Ida. Is the president of Garden State Initiative. She's the former chief of staff to Governor Chris Christie, and she is fighting every day for the kind of economic reforms New Jersey needs. Regina, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Rich. Happy Thanksgiving too.
And so, Regina, it's a Gia, by the way, not a Dia. Sorry, yeah. Gia. It's early, and I'm a little bit checked out for Thanksgiving. So, so thank you. And on Twitter at Regina Gia. If people want to connect with you. This is an amazing, I'm not surprised, though, 44% of people say they want to get out of New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly to the point. It's not really surprising, but it confirms all our worst fears. And I'd point out, you know, two things of great concern. You know, one is the younger generation, the 18 to 29-year-old, they are thinking about it within the next 5 years, getting out. And, you know, that's when they go into their prime earning years, when they buy homes and start families. So that's very concerning, and to the point you were just making, we didn't really see any difference in the propensity to want to leave across income levels. It's everybody.
It's everybody. And yeah, and that's a great point, Regina, too, because people always think that it's the super rich that want to leave, and they do, and we're seeing more and more of that. But for middle-class families, it's very tough to make it, and there's little things, too. I always feel like with New Jersey, and a lot of states, too, but particularly Jersey, it's they nickel and dime you a lot, too.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you see it more and more creeping into the public conversation about, you know, looking to raise revenues in ways, you know, as you say, nickel and diming, you know, bit here, bit there, you know, the famous rain tax from, you know, this current session, and looking to, you know, just put more and more of the onus on the income earners in New Jersey and less obligation on the government to spend their money more wisely. And, you know, we spend a lot of time at Garden State Initiative, Rich, I think, as you know, looking at other states and how they do things smarter than we do. And we could really learn from them and really create the ability to lower taxes, because I think that's really what it's going to take now to really incent people to want to stay in New Jersey and for job creators to want to invest here. We have to lower the tax burden.
Yeah, property taxes and the overall cost of living were cited as the main drivers. And that's the point I was making, Regina, is that, you know, $100,000 in Jersey does not go nearly as far as it does in Kansas and lots of other places in the country as well. And for a lot of people who retire, you know, the idea of moving to Florida and getting out of New Jersey is something that they are just counting down the days until they do it. And they do it. And then people, they have to make sure they stay, what is it, like 6 months and a day or something like
that.
Right. And they can't come back to Jersey. Otherwise, then they're subject to the income taxes there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and for, you know, people like you and me and many people who want to stay here and are committed to New Jersey, how this also shows up is in GDP, you know, our gross domestic product. We have an economy that's slower, not compared just to Florida, which is dramatically smaller and growing smaller and a smaller rate, but against New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, all those states, we're growing at a slower and slower rate, both first quarter and second quarter.
Regina Agia is with me. She is the president of Garden State Initiative, and we're talking about the fact that 44% of people say they want to leave New Jersey, citing property taxes and the high cost of living. And yet, you get a guy like Murphy in there, Phil Murphy, and his answer to everything is just to raise more revenue, raise this, raise that, give more money away to people. I mean, at what point do people stop and say, your ideas are not working, you're not creating the kind of future that's going to get people, young people, to your point, Regina, young people to stay, and if you lose the young people and they don't want to have families in the state, I mean, that's it, the state's done.
Well, right, and I think we saw that in the last election. You know, that in District 1, they, you know, put forward candidates, you know, who really spoke to these issues, and we put them in office in District 1. And, you know, the incumbent...
That's down in South Jersey. The senator who won that race is a conservative, and he ran a great... Mike Testa ran a great campaign.
He did, absolutely. And then District 21 and 25, you know, those incumbents withstood a 4-to-1 spend ratio against them. And John Bramnick, who's the minority leader, you know, he actually won with a greater, you know, margin than he had the last time. I think voters are sending the message that they want reasonable people leading our state and worrying about the economy and worrying about, you know, the affordability of our state. And I think that's what those candidates won on.
At Garden State Initiative, I know that you have a lot of ideas in terms of this economic freedom that we can have, economic reform, economic infrastructure. I mean, what are some of the key points that could be done to, I don't know, make the state at least a little bit more affordable in the short term and then long term as well?
Well, you know, as I said, we look at other states, and most recently we looked at roads, maintenance, and, you know, the redundancy, frankly, that we've got in our government. We were performing the same work at three different levels, the state level, the county level, and the local level, and other states don't do it that way. So we could improve, you know, the overall cost structure of our ongoing, you know, cost of government. But number two, of course, the 800-pound gorilla is the benefits, pension, both pension and health benefits of our public workforce. They have to be reformed. They have to be modernized in a way that really reflects the current market. And, you know, the studies have been done. I didn't do any new work on pension and benefits, but I did benchmark the cost. And the cost of the both health care and pension in New Jersey is 50% higher than the average in the United States. So, you know, it's no escaping that we have to, if we want to compete, and we indeed, you know, we all have to acknowledge, right, that we're competing for jobs and we're competing for residents with the other states, we have to get our costs in line if we want to win. And I want to win, so I'm going to be on that side, and so I'm going to keep fighting the good fight.
Well, you've been fighting that fight for quite some time, Regina, and we appreciate it very much. I mean, you were obviously Governor Chris Christie's chief of staff, and you also have been fighting with Garden State Initiative since you left the governor's office. And I think that it's important for people to understand that New Jersey might be blue and might be run by Democrats, but a lot of the counties, a lot of the towns, that's where you can really make a difference in a lot of these issues. Because, yes, Trenton is where it's so much is going to happen. But to your point about duplicative services, I mean, you know, the idea of towns working together and towns and counties working together and trying to just cut some government, shred some government there. But, of course, the first thing that comes up is then jobs, right? Then people turn around and go, but you're going to lose jobs. You're going to lose police officers. You're going to lose firefighters. You're going to lose government workers. That always comes up, right?
Yeah, and, you know, what better time to think about restructuring than right now? We have an incredibly low unemployment rate, and we have private employers who are looking for skilled individuals to bring into their workforce. I think, frankly, it's an important role for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development that they become a organization that really looks at where the jobs in the private industry that need to be filled, and if we can restructure our government, how can we retrain? And, you know, this is what private industry does all the time, retrain and then place people into the market because there's jobs there waiting to be had. So I think it's actually the exact right time to do restructuring. And, yes, it will mean that, you know, some people won't be in public service, but there's plenty of opportunity in the private service, I think, for them to really flourish.
That's a great point. That's kind of music to my ears, too. You know, it's not just about abandoning people, but helping them make the transition. And then, of course, then you have enormous savings from having less public workers.
Exactly. Because, you know, when you think about it, Rich, if you really look underneath, as you know, we did this project called Adding It All Up, which essentially added up the state budget, all the money that's collected of property taxes, the federal, et cetera. And it's $117 billion. You know, that gets spent, essentially, it gets invested, I should say, you know, from a public spending perspective. And when you really look underneath it, the majority of the spend, and when you think about your property taxes, the majority of what makes up your property taxes are salary and benefits of the individuals in the school, in the public workforce, and in the law enforcement. So inevitably, if you want to drive down, you know, property taxes, we're going to have to address the workforce and how we can, you know, deal with modernizing that as well.
Regina Agia, the president of Garden State Initiative. Hey, Regina, how can people find you and learn more about it?
On the web at gardenstateinitiative.org. And all of our research is on there, and my contact information is on there. So I'd love to hear from any of your listeners who want to either know more or talk about any of the issues.
Well, listen, please keep up the good fight and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks very much for having me, Rich.
Bye, Regina.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.